Peter Chairs, please tell us what hat you're wearing today.
Executive Director, New Varieties Development and Management Corp.
Fred Gemitter,
Citrus Breeding and Genetics Professor, CREC Lake Alfred.
You both gave a presentation about changing the identity of oranges and orange juice. Peter, broad overview, why?
We're just opening up an industry conversation to look at what the possibilities are as far as restoring supply using hybrids that are very similar to what we know as sweet orange, and some of which are showing some useful tolerance to HLB. And it may be a more expeditious way forward as far as breeding new oranges to supply our juice stream.
Fred, some of these mandarins are showing some tolerance to HLB, and that's part of the reasoning behind this, right?
That's correct. There are mandarin hybrids that are very mandarin-like that are showing tolerance and have been shown to be able to be processed and blended into orange juice. And improving the quality of the product. There are other mandarin hybrids that actually more closely approximate what a sweet orange looks like, smells like, and tastes like. And so that's the other part of the deal that we're looking at. And they possess HLB tolerance, most important aspect of this.
Who wants to talk about this supply issue, being able to provide enough orange juice into the future? How will this help the whole situation, Peter?
Well, we really want to maintain a full seasonal supply, and right now we've seen some compression into the late season with most of what's been planted for the processing sector, and many of the opportunities as far as selections in that early season window that might complement or replace Hamlin Orange, for example, are going to be in that early window, which would help us maintain and extend that season for processing.
What would be involved? I think, Fred, you addressed this. You would have to address standards of identity, correct?
Yeah, we'd have to revisit the current standard of identity for orange juice, and that's something that would be driven by the industry. There's a lot of research needs to take place to prove that we have materials that can do this, but it's a long process, and there needs to be industry buy-in, so we're trying to initiate the conversation now.
Who else has been involved? I think you all had some meetings with some other organizations.
We had an initial conversation in mid-April, and it involved the Processors Association, CRDF, New Varieties Development and Management Corp, Mutual. We had some processors there. We had IFAS breeders, USDA breeders, and other folks. So it was a really inclusive group, because we really want to make sure as we open this conversation, if the industry decides to move forward, that it's well vetted and well supported.
Were most of those groups at that meeting supportive of at least looking into it?
Yeah, we came at the end of that, kind of the outtake was some of the language that was shared today with the CRDF board on what some of the a simple revision to the standard identity might look like if we build some momentum behind this and if this is something the industry decides to pursue.
So where do we go from here, Fred?
Forward.
How?
Well, we have research ahead of us. The research community and the industry, how productive are these new opportunities, these new varieties going to be? What are their chemical attributes in terms of flavor and aroma? How do consumers perceive the flavor and aroma of these things, either alone or in blends? Some research to actually probe consumers and see whether or not doing such a thing will impact their desire, their interest, their willingness to buy Florida orange juice.
You showed some surveys of some consumers, and they liked some hybrid, mandarin hybrid juices better than standard orange juice, right?
No, not exactly correct. They liked the blends of these mandarin hybrids with sweet orange juice. There was a 90-10 blend, 90% orange juice, 10% sugar bell juice, actually, which, you know, legally under the current standards could be done. There was a 50-50 blend of orange juice with sugar bell juice, which was also highly appreciated, and they all scored better than the commercial product that's in the supermarket right now. Consumers also indicated a higher willingness to pay. I have to point out that these studies were done with consumers in one city in Florida, and so as we go forward in trying to look at answers to this question, do we do this or not, we need to do this on a much broader scale and get a more representative sample of American consumers and perhaps at some point international consumers of Florida orange juice to see how this all is perceived and accepted or not.
This is going to be a multi-year task if we do anything, right?
We believe that if we started today, you know, to change, it'd be maybe a three-year process, potentially four. But kind of our next step, too, is to broaden this conversation to the industry. So this same presentation that the board heard today will be in Bonita Springs at the annual Citrus Conference. And then we need to move out beyond that to other organizations, potentially the Citrus Commission, and just make sure it's well understood.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.